We are connected live to Beijing, where we have a local Cartersville resident, a graduate of Cartersville High School, competing in the Paralympic Winter Games in Beijing. Garrett Garros, welcome to Bartow's Morning News.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for being here. I know it's a later in the evening, Beijing time. But hey, first and foremost, congratulations on making Team USA part of the Paralympic and I think the snowboarding event.
Yes, thank you so much. Took a hard work, long 4 years, but finally, you know, achieved this dream. I love it.
Well, let's talk about, because the first question I asked, being a Georgia boy raised in Georgia, you don't get a lot of snowboarding opportunity here. So what made you decide to give that sport even a try?
So I grew up, you know, I love doing anything on a board. And my dad first introduced me to skiing and I did not like it at all. And so I saw my dad snowboarding a little bit and I was like, hey, I want to do that right there. And so he introduced me to snowboarding and I immediately fell in love with it. I loved everything about it. I loved being on the mountain. I loved the snow and just fell in love with it. And the thing is being in Georgia, I lived in Georgia, so I could only take vacation trips. And I probably only went on maybe 4 to 5 vacation trips my entire life. And so after that, I lost my leg at 16 years old and I wanted to do something with my life and I wanted to get into the Paralympics. So I was like, maybe summer games. And I was like, no, I'm not fast enough for that. And so I went, I searched winter games and I saw snowboarding. I'm like, you know, I'm going to give that a try. And I moved out of Colorado at 18.
So something about, you know, your dad introducing you, trying to get you into a little bit of snow event, thinking, hey, it's something we could do on an occasional vacation, planted a seed for you that you were able to then grasp at age 18 and say, well, if I'm going to do it, I might as well start dedicating some significant practice time. And I'm assuming the move to Colorado gave you a lot more on the slopes.
Yes, it definitely did. I mean, moving out of Colorado at 18 was pretty scary. Went from living at home every single day to moving, you know, 1,200 miles away was a bit scary. But, you know, to achieve this dream, I need to be at a resort to live there and train every single day.
All right, so let me ask this. How did it start? And I know we don't have, you know, like this isn't the hour-long show, but we do have a good 10, 15 minutes with your time here. When you decided to move out there and you realized you did seem to have an affinity, you were really, you know, catching some glances, how did you get the Team USA involved in watching you and deciding whether or not you might be a good teammate?
So I actually started out at the very bottom. I got dead last my first 3 World Cup races. And I looked at it, I was like, I don't know if this is for me, but you know, my dad was like, keep at it. And so I just kept on working and I just, you know, my goals were like, okay, stand up this run. I stood up that run and then now get top 10, get top 5. And I was consistently placing top 5 to top 3. And the U.S. team started noticing me and started working with me. And by the end of my first year, they pulled me up to the development program for Team USA.
Excellent. So now this is your first, obviously, Paralympic Games, but you have had a chance to be in some competitions to get yourself mentally ready. Can you give the listeners who may not even be aware of your accomplishments, what you've done prior to being part of the Team USA for the Paralympics?
Yeah. So I made it onto the World Cup circuit where a lot of nations get together at a certain venue, a certain country, and compete and battle it out for a podium. And my first 3 years, I didn't get a podium. I was constantly making top 5 to top 10. And I was always right there at my at a podium potential. And this last year, I got my first 4 World Cup podiums. And I got both of them were in the I got 2 in bank slalom race and I got a 2nd and a 3rd and then 2 in snowboard cross and I got 2 3rd places and I ended up obtaining the 2nd overall World Cup points leader award and 2nd overall snowboard cross points leader of the world. So that was a big accomplishment for me and, you know, it was great.
You know, it's such an inspirational story. We actually had Dr. Mark Feuerbach, superintendent now of Cartersville Schools, used to be the principal at the high school. And he mentioned you and talked about what an accomplishment. And then we turned it around and said, what a great inspiration. A younger individual, especially a teenager, gets in an accident, loses a limb. You think that could be a road to just where you don't you just feel sorry or you just kind of go in the wrong direction. You turned it around and are using it as an example of, no, your life's not over. In fact, look at the accomplishments you're achieving.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, at first, I mean, depression, you know, it was real at first. I didn't know how to get out. I didn't know how to get out of it. And one big thing, I turned to God and really, I really just prayed to him and just let him lay out my path and just followed it and just followed his plan. And it just, everything started falling into place. Doors started to open and I just followed them and everything's worked out. And of course, I've put a ton of dedication and hard work day and night, 6 to 7 days a week of training. And, you know, one thing I look at is, yeah, when you look at some bad things, yeah, it might seem bad in the moment, but in the long scheme of things, most of the time it will turn out good. Like a lot of people ask me, would you go back and change if you would have gotten the truck that night? I'm like, no, I wouldn't change a thing about my life. That bad thing made me to such a better person.
What's going to be great for you somewhere down the road after you decide the snowboarding is done, or even in between, you're going to have a heck of a career on the public talking circuit, going to schools and other places, because it is such an inspirational story. And you're representing Team USA. That in and of itself is amazing.
Yes, yes. Yeah, that is one of my biggest goals, is to be an inspirational speaker. I want to bring people closer to God. I want to give people motivation that bad things can happen, but you can make positive things out of it. And I want to go from school to school and businesses to talk and really do that for a career.
We're on the line here with Garrett Garros. He is a former Cartersville, grew up here in our own backyard, made the move to the Paralympics out in Colorado, or at least to snowboarding events in Colorado, and got him recognized by the U.S. Paralympic team and is in Beijing. We got to take a quick commercial timeout. We got to get caught up on weather and traffic, but we'll have a few more minutes with Garrett Garros right after this. Welcome back to Bartow's Morning News. Alan Sanders with you here, and our guest, who's actually from halfway around the world, we've got Garrett Garros joining us from Beijing, getting ready to compete in now the Winter Paralympic Games that followed the close of the regular Olympic Games. Garrett, we've talked a lot about, you know, your background here, how you got involved in snowboarding, overcoming a challenge, and where you are now, first time ever Team USA. So I guess it's time for us to say, well, what event are you actually going to be competing in?
So I'm competing in an event called Snowboard Cross. And if a lot of people don't know what that is, it's similar to motocross, so like supercross. And so it's basically a motocross track, but on snow, downhill. So a lot of rollers, jumps, big berms, stuff like a lot of features like that.
And I'm assuming if it's like a motocross, it's not just you by yourself. You get to weave in and out of the other competitors on your heat.
Yes, there are three other competitors going down probably about 50 miles an hour, and you're extremely close, so it's really scary, but I love the adrenaline, so I love it.
It's almost like NASCAR on snow, but like you said, with the bumps and the jumps and the all of the different obstacles, what's the goal? Is it a speed? Is there also like the export showmanship? I'm not familiar with the event, so do you get judged just solely on speed, or is there style points as well?
No, so it's solely on speed. So it's basically a race from start to finish. So you qualify first and you get a certain time, and the fastest time, or the times get seeded in the bracket. So the fastest time go against the slowest time, the two middle times, and so forth.
Gotcha. So how many heats to get to the medal round do you go down the hill?
So there's probably going to be 3 to 4 heats, depending on how many they take into finals. But most heats I've ever done was 4 to get into the finals.
Gotcha. And I guess for everyone listening and people who know you and have heard your voice and knew your story, when is the event going to be actually taking place? And do you know, will it be on NBC? Will it be on a streaming app? Do you have any idea? Has anybody given you that kind of media information where they could watch you?
Yeah, so it is going to be on NBC. So the qualifying rounds, where you go one at a time, just set your fastest time, will be on Saturday, March 5th at 10 p.m. Eastern time. And then the finals, the heats, where you really want to watch, is going to be Sunday, March 6th at 10:30 Eastern time.
All right. So coming up
at night,
coming up on the first weekend in March, it's going to be great. So that's coming up this Saturday and Sunday. And I'm assuming, are you available on social media? Do you have, or how does that work for fans, people who want to follow you or kind of get your story? Do you have a public page or anything at this point?
Yeah, so my Instagram is GarrettGerros22. That's GarrettGerros and 22.
So they can follow you on your Instagram, and I'm assuming you're going to post some stuff there, let people feel like they can kind of eavesdrop on you. And can I at least throw this, put it in the back of your mind, because I know you're halfway around the world. We want you to focus on and represent. When you get back anywhere close to Cartersville, we need to get you live in studio and recap, or at least on Zoom, and when you come back to the States, to recap your entire experience from being over there.
Yes, definitely. 100%. I will 100% do that.
We've got about 30 seconds. I'm assuming you didn't get there by yourself. Anybody you want to thank?
Yeah, I want to thank Adaptive Action Sports, my club team. They've been there every step of the way. And I want to thank God, because he's really laid out the path for me. And I want to thank my parents, Dave Jarris and Jordan Jarris. They've really helped me financially get to where I'm at. Without them, there's no way I'd be able to start snowboarding, because it's in a very expensive sport.
Garrett, it has been such a pleasure to have you join us live on Bartow's Morning News. Break a leg, no pun intended. We do that in theater and performance. You know what that means. But represent Team USA. What an amazing thing for you to be able to do.
Yes, sir. Cartersville, go Team USA.
Take care. We will talk to you when you get back. Break a leg. Good luck. Take care, buddy. Bye-bye.
Perfect. Thank you.